It's time for What's Up with the Labour Party's Grant Robertson.
Hi, Grant. How are you? Good morning. Welcome to BFM Breakfast.
I'm very well, thank you.
She's a lovely day in the Auckland town. Are you in Wellington, though, I guess?
I'm in the Wellington city, and it is, the sun is out, which we haven't seen anywhere near enough of in the last month or so, so very pleased to see it.
It's a capital day in the capital city. Hey, let's talk to you. I know we've only got a little time to talk to you this morning, but thanks for talking to us. No more money available for the nurses, you say?
Well, I mean, the offer that's gone out to the nurses is double the offer that was put up late last year. So there's more money in that sense, but no more in terms of that offer that we put out. It's a $500 million offer, you know, $500 million. It would see the average nurse's pay rise by about $10,000 within the next 18 months. So we think it's an offer well worth considering. What's happened in the last week is that as part of a mediation type process, a facilitation process, that envelope of money has been reorganised to deliver slightly different benefits at different times for nurses. We've got the commitment to increase the number of nurses, and we've added in a commitment to a pathway for a pay equity settlement for nurses, which would, you know, we've committed to a date at the end of 2019.
So just clarify, with the pay equity settlement wouldn't be for what?
So that would be the subject of negotiation, but this is like the deal that was done for home care workers
a
couple of years ago. And it's basically to address the fact that in a female-dominated profession like nursing, there's been a historic undervaluing of that. So if you compare nursing to a similar type of profession like being in the police, which is male-dominated, you might see some differences. So what we've added to the deal is a commitment to go down that path of negotiation. So the offer itself stays within the same envelope of money, but we've now got that additional commitment. The big difference is that the nurses' union have now said they are prepared to recommend this deal to their members. So the last vote that was done, the nurses' union didn't make a recommendation. So it's in the hands of nurses. They're voting now, and obviously we'll await the outcome.
Oh, do you think they'll strike tomorrow?
They can't strike tomorrow. They've withdrawn their strike notice, so that's not going to happen.
What about for the 12th?
They've kept the one for the 12th in. Obviously, if the deal is accepted, then there won't be a strike. If it's not, that prospect rises again. So nurses are in a position now where they're voting. They've got electronic voting, I understand. That's going to be going on through till next Monday, and we'll know then.
So, as the guy that's in charge of the purse strings, and as the guy that had to deliver the first the budget for this government, what are you learning about the nurses and the medical profession and the DHBs that you didn't already know before you came into government?
That's a big question. I mean, in terms of the
because you must be learning stuff every day. You must be.
Oh gosh, yeah. That's why I said it's a big question. I mean, in terms of the nursing profession, this is an amazing group of dedicated professionals, and I absolutely understand their frustration that for 9 years they didn't see much recognition of that. That's why the offer is a $500 million offer. And so, in a sense, nothing's changed there. I've always thought that the nursing profession do an amazing job, and they have been.
Yeah, I was going to say, you can't really just say it was the last 9 years. It's sort of been forever. They've been undervalued, haven't they?
I push back on that, because when Labor was last in government, there was a massive pay jolt for nurses, because, strangely enough, the previous 9 years, they hadn't had much either. So, you know, I think it's certainly, and I mean, look, you know, you could argue it's a long-run trend, but I think we did what we could the last time we were in office. Similarly, I think this is a recognition of that frustration, and obviously that's, you know, the offer we put out. In terms of your question about the wider health system, I mean, one of the things that's become really stark is the need around the quality of buildings and the quality of services. You know, we came in knowing that there was a pipeline of projects that were coming on board, but, you know, we've seen now that the quality of our hospital buildings needs urgent work, and we put a big dollop of money, around $750 million, to the budget this year for capital expenditure. So that's effectively buildings in the health sector. The equivalent number in last year's budget under the previous government was $150 million. So I guess that would be something that I didn't realise the extent of until we got into government, but we're setting about addressing it.
I know we didn't really let you know that we want to talk about this, but it's come up today. The teachers are talking, striking as well. That's not ideal.
Yeah, look, this is the reality of being in government, that there are negotiations for pay, and the teachers' round is up. An initial offer has been made. The teachers have rejected that and are looking at some stop work action. Obviously, we're committed to the negotiation, but as you're pointing out, you know, there are a lot of needs. There are a lot of different areas where the government's got to work out what we can afford and balance against the other commitments that we've got. So, you know, we're in a negotiation with the teachers, and obviously, as you say, it's strike action's not ideal. Nobody, including the teachers themselves, I wouldn't imagine, would want to be in this position, but we're committed to the negotiation and to keeping on talking.
We're committed to lifting the profile of women's sport and contributing financially to New Zealand hosting the Women's Rugby World Cup.
Yeah, exciting times for women's sport. I've made it, as the Minister of Sport and Recreation, which is my other hat apart from finance, I've made the promotion, the valuing of women in sport one of my top priorities, and I'm really excited that there's a number of opportunities coming up. We're going to be hosting the Women's Cricket World Cup in 2021. We're bidding for the Women's Rugby World Cup in the same year. Netball just announced this week that they're putting a bid in for the 2023 World Cup, which the government's also helping support too. So I think this is a brilliant time, and globally I think we're seeing a real boost for women in sport, and it's time New Zealand got on board.
I'm all for women in sport, don't get me wrong, but I think I'm more for nurses and teachers.
Yeah, look, the amounts of money in comparison are very, very different, I can assure you. You know, the amount of money that the government's putting in to support these events is a tiny fraction of the money that will be going to nurses. But, you know, it's the old story about bread and roses. You know, society, we need to do the basics well, but we've also got to, you know, celebrate and promote sport and recreation. They actually give good health outcomes. It helps develop, a generation of girls and women who aspire to be their heroes. Those are really good things to do, and I think the government can make modest contributions to help them happen.
So as in the upcoming weeks, how will you, as the finance minister, be gently progressing through these issues, like with the nurses, the teachers, and all that? What's the technique?
Oh, it's just getting on with the job. I mean, we've inherited a lot of issues that have built up over the last decade, and I think there's an understanding in the community that you can't fix 9 years in 9 months. So we'll keep moving forward. And the main thing for me
is
sure
the opposition are going to keep saying that they spend all the money.
Yeah, and you know, there's a bit of noise in politics. I think that would be fair to say. I spend a lot of time out in the community with businesses, with community organisations, and it's really important we keep that discussion going. You know, as I said earlier, in terms of those industrial negotiations, that's the reality of being in government. We hold the purse strings. It's our job to work out how to apportion things, and we'll do that in a fair way, and we'll do that in a way where we listen to people. And that's one of the biggest, you know, things I think a government can do, is be available to talk and listen. There might be the odd moment where there's disagreement, but as long as we stay at the table, we'll get a good outcome.
Everything working out all right with Winston?
Yeah, good. I mean, the last 9 months have been great working with him. It's interesting getting to know him and seeing how he ticks. And, you know, I think he's doing a good job as acting Prime Minister. And our working relationship, is going from strength to strength.
And have you seen the little bubba yet?
I have, actually.
Cute little bubba?
I popped him last week. Yeah, very cute. Very, very cute. I'm sure for Jacinda and Clark, they're going through what all new parents go through in the first couple of weeks, where there's no sleep and you're trying to work out what the routine actually is. But very cute, and as a friend of Jacinda's, it's really exciting.
Great stuff. I'll send it. I love you. All right, all the very best. Hey, thanks for talking to us this morning, Grant. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
That was What's Up with the Labor Party's Grant Robertson. Thanks, Grant.